So, all right, let me talk about U.S. Restaurant.
All right.
Because they bring us this little segment. We do it every Sunday, and we're celebrating 60 years of Giants baseball, obviously, here in the Bay Area. So Raf and I went back through the archives, and I've interviewed people from every decade. You know, so I said, Raf, let's get 2, 3, 4 minutes of somebody, and then we can kind of talk about that period of time and do that just for a few minutes. And it's brought to us, sponsored by U.S. Restaurant at 414 Columbus. That's Columbus and Vallejo. And it was just named the best Italian restaurant in North Beach by the Marina Times. So congratulations to everyone over at the U.S. Restaurant. But the Sunday specials, and this is always good because there's a game today and after the game, so many good places in North Beach. So check out the U.S. Restaurant. Chicken mattoni. Half chicken marinated overnight and grilled, big favorite. Seafood risotto, also have only on Sundays.
Hard to beat that.
Seafood lasagna, and a lot of things like that. So that's the U.S. Restaurant, 414 Columbus, Columbus and Vallejo. Great spot after the game, a lot of Giants memorabilia and stuff like that. So, Raf, are we ready to do our little spot then? Okay, all right, so let me introduce it. Bill King, the great Hall of Fame broadcaster. Worked for the Giants, not for the Giants, but was part of the Giants broadcast in the late 50s and early 60s. Well, when baseball came to the West Coast, the story of baseball had to be, Major League Baseball had to be told, and it was told by the sports writers. Because in those days, you didn't run into the clubhouse and get quotes from the players and make your story around the quotes of the players. You, as a writer, gave your interpretation of what baseball was going on, what the game was going on, and Bob Stevens was one of the best, and he wrote for the Chronicle and covered the Giants. And he had the great line, and when Willie Mays, there was a ball hit, Mays hit for just a booming triple, and he said, the only man who could have caught it was the man who hit it. And it's one of those great lines, but those are the kind of lines that came out and really taught people in Northern California what baseball was all about through the writers, because we had the PCL and the SEALs, but here we had now Major League Baseball. So Bill, I asked Bill King about it because they dedicated the press box up here to Bob Stevens. It's a Bob Stevens press box. So I asked Bill King about Bob Stevens years ago, and this is what he said. I think it's a great part of baseball and San Francisco history. Here we go.
Well, here we are in sports entertainment with Bill King, the longtime voice of the A's and other teams in the Bay Area. Bill, our show today was about Bob Stevens, who's being honored as they're naming the new press box at Pac Bell Park after him. Of course, you've read him in the Bay Area for a long time. Your comments about Bob Stevens?
Well, first of all, I'm very pleased to hear they're going to honor him in that way. I think it's totally fitting. Of course, you may recall at Candlestick Park, they originally named the press room there the Curly Greed Press Room for the former Examiner sports editor who had an instrumental hand in bringing baseball, Major League Baseball, to San Francisco. Bob, at the time that I was with the Giants in the 58 through 62 period, was the beat writer for the Giants. And you must remember this, in that era, several things should be recalled. One, the intense interest in the Giants because this historic advent to the West. So everybody of all walks of life in San Francisco and Northern California read and listened to everything they could possibly get about the Giants. Television was a very minor factor then. And so I think reporting as a beat writer was a vastly greater responsibility and opportunity than it is in today's baseball life. And Bob was the best. He was a tremendously hard worker, had great baseball insight. And in those days, it wasn't so much a matter of who can get the best quotes. It was a matter of the writer's own interpretation of what he saw that day and analyzing and perhaps critiquing, catching the essence of it all. And Bob was as good as there ever was.
Bill King, thanks for a few minutes about Bob Stevens. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Boy, I'll tell you something. Bill King, in just a few minutes, can summarize something and make it come to life. So love having that. Raf, thank you so much for finding that and putting it together for us. So that is sponsored by the U.S. Restaurant, 414 Columbus.